Connor Holman comes out of Anchorage, Alaska, spent part of the season here in Owatonna and Steele County. We had some awfully cold weather for a while. How cold does it get in Anchorage at its worst?
It can get into like negative 15 without wind chill. We don't have too much wind because of the mountains and stuff, but okay. It was warmer at home and we had the wind chill here, so it was all right.
Okay. At the same time, having spent some time in that weather as you grow up and what have you, handle it okay? Does it bug you too much, that kind of thing?
Oh, no, it doesn't bother me, except for after one of the games when I checked my oil, and that was a bad idea, only outside for a few minutes, my hands started freezing and started hurting. That was one of my not-so-smart moments, but for the most part, yeah, it's not a big deal at all.
As you wrap up on your junior career, and we're talking, there's still a handful of games to go for the team and the playoffs, and we hope things go a long way for you, of course, but a chance just to kind of comment on in this scenario. You know, what stands out? What are you going to have enjoyed about your junior career and the experiences? What kind of comes to mind right away as some of the biggies?
I think maturity is the one thing. A lot of people that go to college right out of high school, they might not be ready to be away from home and stuff, and you know, some people don't exactly want to do school, but you know, if you want to do hockey, it's something you can live away from home. And yeah, it was hard the first year when I was 17. I was still a senior in high school, but it's matured me a lot, and honestly it's helped a lot, just you know, being a little more independent coming out of high school and stuff. So
remind us a little bit where you went. You went to school, you were in high school in Anchorage, and then
yes.
And then headed off for juniors. So where did you go? What's kind of the career rundown briefly?
Oh, well, when I was 17, still senior in high school, I did online school, and I went to Texas, played for Texas Roadrunners NA3. Then the next season, went to Helena Bighorns in NA3, but that one had some problems and a bunch of COVID shutdowns. That was the 2020-2021 season, mm-hmm. So I ended up going to Decatur, Illinois. That's when I went to move to the USP, because they had an exemption from the government, or the state government, to not get shut down by COVID. So I'm like, that's nice. You know, that's one of the main things that I did that for. And then last season, played for Millers Blackbirds, and then this season, I started in Provo, and that one just wasn't working out, and came over here, and that's been enjoying it so far, and that's kind of the whole rundown of where I've been.
Wow, you've toured the country pretty well. Where do you hope to set up? Where would you like to live at this point? Considering you've been in a few places, or is there a part of the country you like better than another?
Yeah, I mean, the only place I haven't been is like probably the East Coast, but I like the Midwest. I like Minnesota, Wisconsin, or Utah, Colorado. That's kind of like either. I want some place of four seasons, and okay. It either has to have like the weather of home, the wilderness of home, like Minnesota or Wisconsin, or it has the mountains like home, so Utah or Colorado. Same thing with the snow. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Do you see yourself going back to Alaska on any sort of permanent basis?
Permanent basis, no. I mean, my family still lives there, so like in between summers during college, yeah, I'm going to go back. But once I graduate from college, I want to move out and not... I don't want to live in Alaska for too much longer. My family ain't going to live in Alaska for too much longer either.
Okay.
So,
when junior hockey wraps up, are there chances to play some hockey in college for you, do you think?
Yes. I've gotten some offers from some ACHA D1 teams, and been looking at those and trying to talk to them and stuff. So I'm still trying to figure that out. Nothing's finalized yet, but yeah, no, I want to play some college hockey.
Connor, for the balance of the season here for the Blades, what's it going to take to end strong and have a good playoff run?
I think it's just for the team,
what's it going to take to have a good playoff run?
If we just stick to our systems and just, like, sometimes we come out of the gate too slow, sometimes we're too nervous when we come out too... You know, it's like a red line in a car. It's like we need to chill out a little bit more. I think if we just stay focused and play our systems, we can beat any team in this division. I mean, we showed it. I mean, we beat the Squatch, swept them ever since we lost first game against them. I mean, any team's beatable in this division, and we showed it against Hudson. Yeah, we lost 4-2, but it was, I mean, a couple of tough goals and a couple of bad calls, and, you know, it could have been a different game, but also we needed to work a little bit harder. But, yeah, no, if that that's definitely the best team in the division, and I have full confidence that if we have to go up against them, we could have a chance to win against them.
All right. And one final question would be, in your time here at Steele County, what have you enjoyed the few months you've been in town here? What have you enjoyed about the Blades?
I mean, I really enjoy my billet. I think that's one of the big takeaways is that you learn a different type of lifestyle which each billet you live with, and that's been really nice. But, I mean, I think just the boys here that play for the Blades, too, have been really welcoming, and, you know, I don't really have any problems with anyone. Normally on teams, you know, you might be okay with everyone, but maybe one or two guys. But here, there's no one here that I would say, like, yeah, no, I don't want to be around this guy no more. So, okay.
And who's your billet?
The Millers.
Millers, all right.
In Faribault.
All right, well, very nice. Connor Holman out of Anchorage, Alaska. Thanks again for the time. Good luck with everything down the future for you.
Thank you.